Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and good morning. It's 22nd September 2022. Now today in Everyday News, and may I say, Essere, and many thanks to listeners from New York, Georgia, California, Wisconsin, Illinois and Michigan, Japan, the UK, Nigeria, Spain, Ireland, and South Africa, and Australia, India. Thank you so much. That's why I'm starting the very first by saying thank you to all the listeners who've been with LMS Radio and you've been downloading. Well, today in Everyday News, as you very well know, we've had the Queen of England and she has died. So another news is that, you know, we are getting over this death, and as the UK, we have to go on. Now, I believe our Prime Minister, Elizabeth Truss, she's in New York, in the United Nations, addressing them. And, you know, the cost of living has now actually gone up. It's so much, it's just going up higher and higher. So what we are now having to face is tough times, hard times. It's actually here in the UK. And I suppose it must also be with you lot where you are as well. Inflation has gone up. I mean, inflation in the UK now, I think it's about 8+ something%. But the good news now in the UK is the minimum wage has gone up from £9.90 an hour to £10.20 an hour. Now, it's either going to go up this October or next year in April. So that's one of the best news, because I joined the train union and I campaigned as far back as 2019 with other unionists for the minimum wage to go up. It was so, it's pretty low. Now, let me tell you something. I started the care work in 1995 and I was earning £3.25 an hour. Move forward, 2017, the minimum wage had gone up to £7.50 an hour. Now, I calculated that in just, what, is it 22 years? All I had gained is £5 extra, £3.25 to £7.50. I mean, that's not much, but now 2023 is going up to £10.20. So that is something. You know, when you do this work, the minimum wage, it was so low. And I can tell you, at one time, the UK never had a minimum wage. It's only until very recently, about 5 years ago. Not about 5 years ago. But, you know, about 6-7 years ago, the minimum wage was introduced inside this country. And I am telling you, these employers were just taking the mickey from people. They were just having, you know, they were just saying to people, you can do the work. And, you know, they couldn't really give a damn about how people were. Anyway, I'm just going to say, oh my goodness now, I'm just saying bye-bye to somebody. Bye-bye. So I just said bye-bye to this person. Anyway, as I was saying about the minimum wage. Now, you know how things are. Things have really changed. I'm just walking down the stairs. Oops, I just closed the door. And I'm just walking down the stairs right in there. And the minimum wage, you know, things are so different. Let me just say it right now. going to go on short break because I'm just going to walk down the stairs. You might be able to hear the noise going on. So. Hello and welcome back. I just take a little short break. Anyway, as I was talking about the minimum wage and how things are inside this country, it's an improvement. You know, things were not so good. And the strikes are going on now. There's going to be another train strike. There's going to be another bus strike. They're constant striking. Now, they're saying that the bus strike, the barristers are going on strike. And they're frequently saying the reason why they're going on strike because the pay is low for them. But, you know, with barristers, they are supposed to be earning quite a lot of money. But if the barristers are saying, oh, no, they're not earning so much money, that that's why they're going on strike. You know, the lorry drive, it's not lorry drive, it's the bus striking, barrister striking. Even, I think at one time, the shop assistants are going on strike. Even this, there was even talk that the cleaners might be going on strike. But the good news now, the increase in the minimum wage, that's the biggest difference. Now, you know, it's £10. £10, 20 an hour. And that's the biggest increase this country now will have. And as a unionist, which as I'm proud to say, I was part of the trade union that campaigned for this to happen. And I can tell you, I never believed it would ever happen, that the minimum wage will go up to £10.20 an hour. But you know, as when people come together, they can make things happen. Well, anyway. And may I say an immense gratitude as well to Podbean. Podbean has enabled me to do this, to be a radio presenter. And I'm absolutely gratitude for what Podbean happened. And I know Podbean will never hear this, but I am absolutely so grateful they've trained me. I used my skills when I did video work. The skills that I did in video, I used them to help me in this podcasting. Imagine, I had no idea that my skills that I had from video could help me doing this radio podcasting. I am now actually in the street. I'm not in the park. I'm in the middle of the street broadcasting live to you. And this is incredible with podcasting radio. I'm now live in walking down the street with me microphone, me headphone, walking down the street and speaking to you. And it's incredible. As I'm on the radio right now talking to you, and I couldn't believe it. And, you know, thank you so much to Podbean, and immensely gratitude for them. I have learned so much, and it's also developed my skills, which I didn't know I have. The skills in becoming a radio presenter. I actually now own my own radio station as I'm walking down the street now. I've learned the skills, but you know, I've always heard about internet radio. But I said it's so expensive. How am I going to be able to do it? But thanks to Podbean, it gave me the know-how, the skills, how to learn how to be a radio presenter. Even the technology and the equipment to use to do all this. And I'm just incredible. I never believe that I could be a radio presenter, learn the skills, the know-how and how to do it. And many thanks to Podbean and Podbean, the staff of Podbean, and even the person who founded Podbean. Many thanks to you. You've given me the skills and the development and develop, and not just me, it's incredible. I was looking at this pod and they said that very few women are involved in podcasting. But look at me, I'm able to do it. And this has all been thanks to the skills from Podbean. And then the tutorials, the training, the show you how to put on a podcast, a radio. I actually have my own radio station. And never did I ever believe that I would ever have my own radio station. Never. And all this is thanks to Podbean. And I am immensely grateful and gratitude. Now, the wind is just blowing. So I just put on another break, you know. Hello and welcome back to LMS Radio. My name is Gina and I am broadcasting outside here in the street. And many thank you to so many listeners. And as I was saying, thank you incredibly to Podbean. And I can really say to you that Podbean has really enabled me to achieve what I didn't believe I would ever get. Thanks very much to Podbean. And many thanks to also the listeners as well and other podcasters, which I've got to know. And thank you so much. And would I recommend Podbean? Yes, I would. This radio station has actually enabled me to succeed in the achievements in things in which I didn't believe I would ever be able to do. Economically, so thank you so much. I think you may be able to hear the sounds from the street. So anyway, I'll have to say now, bye-bye. Thank you so much for the business. This is just everyday news. It's just a graduate, you know, for all the, from everything from Podbean and from the listeners. And we now have we're on level one on Podbean. And on YouTube, we've managed to do a promotion on YouTube, and we've got 283,000 views in 1 month. That's the promotion on YouTube. So thank you so much to so many of the listeners. This is just a gratitude, everyday news. Thanks a lot. And I hope to continue being on Podbean in the near future and to bring you all the interesting news and everything that's going on. So thank you so much. Just a little appreciation from me to you, the listeners, and to Podbean staff. Thank you so much. Podbean has been absolutely fantastic. You know, it's been educational and in a way training. And Podbean has really enabled me to achieve what I could never be a radio presenter. I've got my own radio station. I can do it. I'm doing it in the street. I can present in the house. I can present anywhere and everywhere. And I have done it. And this is because of Podbean. Thank you so much to the staff of Podbean. My name is Gina. LMS Radio is available on Sonos Speaker and on Google Assistant. Now, with Google Assistant, you've got your mobile smartphone. On the side of your mobile phone, the left-hand side, you would see a button. Now, what you do is type, press the button. When you press that button, you will hear Google Assistant. How can I help you? And you will say, hello, Google, can you play LMS Radio? And Google will play it for you. So that's another new thing that I learned with Google Assistant. We are also available on Amazon Alexa, Boss and Sony Speaker, and Podchaser, and Podium.com, Player FM, iHeart America, and TuneIn Radio Network. Thank you so much. And I hope you're finding LMS Radio interesting with the new introduction of Mugshot. Thank you a lot. And from me, immensely appreciation to so many of your listeners. And we are nearly now getting to 2,000 downloads a month. Thank you a great deal. Thanks a lot. My name is Gina, and